I've always told this. I've been told I could be a bit of a list bully. So I'm just gonna hold my tongue. I already got an idea of what you're gonna say. This is what I mean by a list bully. I know we get down, we talk about NBA, I know we talk about the league, we talk about basketball. We did it 15 years ago in your class, so I know that's still in you. I know it's still in you. Alright, I'm going to ask a very controversial question, and this is probably the last thing we talk about before we go on and kill it. Top 5 NBA athletes. Go. Yo, top 5. It don't necessarily have to be in order.
Right. I know I'm going to miss some people. I don't even know if I have five. And you said athletes, so that's making me think other than just scoring ability, other things. I think athletes like running, jumping, that type of thing.
The definition.
So I would just say, I guess focus on players. Obviously, the greatest individual talent would be somebody like LeBron James.
Of all time. We are saying of all time. I'm saying of all time.
Oh, of all time. Yeah, I didn't hear the all time.
Okay, all right, because this is what I mean by list bully. When you said LeBron, I immediately perked up. Right. He possibly couldn't have said all time. He possibly couldn't have heard me say that.
Well, even though he came from an era of great commercial success, and people laud him more for what he's done commercially for Nike and everything else, you have to give the top five NBA players of all time in no particular order.
Mm-hmm. No particular order.
Bill Russell, Michael Jordan. And then I'm looking at dominance. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, and maybe Magic. That's three different Lakers. I know there's some people that I miss.
All right.
Bill Russell, because he's a great winner. Magic Johnson, a great team player. He really brought the glitz and glamour back to the Lakers. Jabbar, he scored so many points. He endured. He played so long. Jordan, he's a winner, a tremendous leader. And so those guys would be probably – at the top.
Alright. Mm-hmm. Now, I give you mine. It can change.
And I'll probably miss some.
It can change depending on how I'm feeling. Off the top, MJ. Number one, MJ.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan. Then, back to that rivalry, Isaiah Thomas. You gotta throw Zeke in there.
No, I don't think I'm gonna talk
about it. Okay, this is why you come back. You may come back with us. I'm throwing this out there. I mean this when I say this. He gets slept on way too much. The Dream! Hakeem!
Oh, yeah, Hakeem is...
How do you sleep on Hakeem the Dream, man?
I was watching the clips of Hakeem. Matter of fact, I was watching some stuff on him earlier because they had Kenny Smith and all them.
Did I give you Bill Russell and Magic? Bill Russell and Magic. Those are my last two. But, yeah, Hakeem! Everybody sleep on him!
Yeah, I agree, and I think part of the reason is something that they discussed earlier. On the program, it was kind of like I was watching a rerun of Open Court where they're all sitting there, and Isaiah was on the panel there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Olajuwon and Kenny Smith and all of them played for Rockets. They don't get the accolades
they
deserve because the 2 years they won, Jordan was out the 1 year, and then he came back the second year, and he wasn't at full tilt.
He was 45. Training. He was 45, Jordan. I don't count that Jordan.
Nothing against Hakeem and the rest of them, but that takes away a little of the shine off them winning a championship because Jordan didn't play that the first year, and then he came at the end, came to the playoffs the second year the Rockets won. So I'm not saying you discount it, but it just makes it different. But Kenny Smith made a good point. He said that the guard for the Rockets back then, he said, we never played the Bulls in the finals, but when we played them during the regular season, they had a problem with Hakeem, and we didn't have problems with them. So he's in his mind, he's thinking we probably could have beaten them in the finals, but that's more. That's supposition. Who's to say?
All right, if I got a six man, I give you one more. If I got a six man, one more. I said five. You got six.
Oh, six.
You can use a team if you want, but if you got a six, throw it out there. You're six man. There's somebody coming off the bench out of your starting, your top five, in no particular order.
I thought Oscar Robertson was a tremendous player. He never gets enough credit. He averaged a triple double one season.
My sixth man,
I believe.
And I will get tweets off this. I will get Facebook requests. If I had to pick a sixth man of all time, history of all time,
a six add to the list.
Add to your five.
Man, that came.
Add to your five, and right. This is your six. Your right. Choice number six. This is your sixth man of all time.
Okay.
My Tim Duncan.
Interesting.
Another person who gets slept on. Mm-hmm. So hard. We honest to God forget about Tim Duncan until the playoffs. for some reason, I don't know where that memory lapse we have. He has three rings?
No, Tim Duncan has five.
Five, yeah.
99, 2003.
I'm a product of the lapse. Right. But when you sit back and you add up the numbers, this man has never missed a playoff since he's been in the league. Period.
Yeah, I mean, I applaud Tim Duncan for his strength, his endurance. He battled the best big man in the game during his era. And
yeah, Shaq.
Especially crunch time. And I admire the fact he's been able to keep himself, unlike Shaq.
And he's still
Tim Duncan's kept himself, because the older you get, the more the little things make a difference in whatever area, whether you're an athlete or just an older person like me. Your diet, how much sleep you get, all these little things, and the weight, because Shaq wasn't able to keep the weight off. Tim Duncan, although he didn't have as big a body as Shaq, he's still a big fella. He's still able to stay in the 250, 260 range for a 7-footer, and that's less strain on your knees and your joints and everything. And so he's tremendous. I think one of the knocks against him is they have not won in back-to-back years, but I don't think that's
a problem.
A big knock, because he's won in three different decades.
Yeah, he's won three different decades. And I have to say this, he's still doing it. So when you talk about big man, you got three different decades of big guys going against him. Mm-hmm. Come on.
So I would put people like Oscar Robertson, and I always had a lot of respect for Larry Bird. He would be somewhere. He'd have to be in my top
10. Yeah, he'd be in 10. Yeah, Larry Legend.
NBA history.
Larry Legend. I would have to in the top 10, but not in the top 5. Sorry. Like, he'd be right after Tim Duncan. Mm-hmm. But Larry Legend, that's it. I always ask at the end of the podcast, how you feel? Feel good?
As we say, I feel my head.